Hi, yeah, so as Simon said, I'm Alison. I'm one of the leaders in Children's Church, currently heading up the 8 to 11s, and Lisa's another of the leaders leading up to the 3 to 5s age group. And Kirsty just asked us to say a few words in her absence. So first of all, the vision, what is our vision within COGS for the children's work? First of all, it's very much that the children have fun, but also that they have a chance to build relationships both with themselves, but also with the adult leaders and helpers to learn more about Jesus and to importantly have an opportunity to experience the Holy Spirit. For me personally, it's been great over the last year and a real encouragement working in the children's team to see the children have fun, but also to develop their friendships with each other and to encourage each other to step out in ways outside of church, but also to learn more about Jesus and to see that. So for me, they are the church of the future, and so working with them now is just hugely encouraging. To move on to a bit more sobering point, though, as Ben alluded to, and as Simon's been talking about before, unfortunately, the Church of England in the UK, this was a report published by the Times, Church Times at the end of last year, that the average attendance by under-16s in churches is only 3 children. And in the smallest 25% of churches, the average attendance is 0. And even in the larger churches, the average attendance is really only 11 in the largest 25%. And for me, really sadly, there's also been a big decline. So between 2006 and 2016, they've seen a 22% decline in the number of children attending churches in the UK, which is nearly double that of the decline of adults, which is 13%, which for me is a really sobering thought, given they are the church of the future. The good news, though, is that COGS is very much bucking that trend. So here at COGS, this time last year, we had about 40 to 50 children attending, that's 0 to 11, attending COGS each week. This year, we're up to more of an average of about 50 to 60 children, with up to 80 children actually attending regularly, so that's at least once a month. What that actually means in reality is we currently have 5 groups. One, some of you will have realised, has had to locate to the back of church because we literally ran out of room. So we've got 3 groups in the church centre, all of whom can have between 15, 16 in per group. And if you think of the rooms in the church centre, they're not that big for little children. And then one going down to the hub, which is the one I lead, which is actually really great for the slightly older children to feel as though they're going somewhere different. But basically, we've run out of space. So we're hugely encouraged and really excited that come this Sunday, we're going to have more space for even more children. So I'm going to pass on to Lisa, who's going to tell us a bit about the plans going forward.
So with our 2 new services, we are going to be able to offer children's work for both the mornings, the 9:30 and the 11:15. We will continue with 4 groups and moving the Sparks out of church back into the Ridley Room. So that's the 0 to 2s. We have new names for our groups. So we've got Ignite, 3 to 5, they're in the Cranmer Room. Flames, who are 6 to 8-year-olds in the Latimer Room. And then we've got the older ones, Blaze, meeting down at the Hub, and they're 8 to 11. So our volunteers have stepped up to the challenge. They will be serving twice a month, either twice in one morning or two Sunday mornings, which is brilliant. So we can provide that work for our children and keep the momentum going, but it's not a long-term solution. So we need your prayers and for more volunteers to come and help and support the leaders. We're not asking for leaders. We're just asking for people to make a cup of tea, to sign the children in, and just keep the cogs moving of our little mission out there. So, yes. So children's work at both services will have Sparks out of church, back into the church centre, but we've still got the older group going down to the hub, which again isn't a long-term solution. So we are still quite full, and as I found, being a young family, we were looking for a new church, and we heard of COGS, and we heard of COGS children's work. So I think children spread the word, and families spread the word, so I can see us continuing to grow. So it's good to look long term. So it's great to see so many children in church. It really is exciting. I don't know if you've ever been out there. It's a real giggle. I love serving there. The kids teach me so much, and they're making good friendships. They're engaging with the topics, and they're having fun. So let's hope that continues. Secondly, then moving on to Coglets. Sorry, we're a couple of slides down. This is the kids having fun. Now, we used to have two Coglets groups, one meeting in the church centre on a Tuesday and Thursday Coglets. We're currently running Thursday Coglets only, but what a group it is. It's strong, and it's really encouraging to hear the work that they're doing. It's a great outreach project, caring for the community and being a witness to local families. Regularly, we have 80-plus attending, and towards the end of last year, we had over 100 on one Thursday. So they're a great team. They're covered in prayer, most importantly, making the people attending feeling cared for, looked after. And they love the singing at the end, as do we all. A first-timer recently reported, fed back to us, how nice it was today. We attended with our two little ones, and we were made to feel so welcome. So this is a real testimony to Jo and her team. But sadly, we're losing Jess, who's quite fundamental in the setup and set down of that group. It's great news and another answer to prayer. She's got a job. But we need an able-bodied person to come and help. So we need you guys. We need the whole of church. I really believe that we're one community, and we've got so much to offer each other. So on that note, I'll hand back to Alison, who will close.
Yeah, and finally, the other work that Kirsty's involved in is Jam Club, which is on an after-school club at Blake School, run by Naomi Rowlands, who's one of the teachers there, but ably supported by Kirsty and also Karina, who's one of the interns that Ben was referring to. At the start of the year, they had five children attending. This is for the year six children at Blake School. They've now increased that up to 14, so that's more than double, which is great. And they're having some great conversations with the children, who are all at very different stages of faith. But they have fun, so that's really encouraging. So hopefully you can see there's great encouragement from the children's work here at COGS, and we're all really excited going forward, and really hope that in a year's time we'll be talking about even more children coming to church. But as Lisa said, you know, there is still a real need for extra helpers. So if anybody feels called, then do speak to either Lisa or I after this, or speak to Kirsty. That would be great. But if you can all just be praying for the work of the children's team, that would be brilliant. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Wonderful.